WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Book critic Maureen Corrigan has gotten a jump on the holidays by reading Mark O'Donnell's comic novel about Christmas called Let Nothing You Dismay.
When I was little, my family would spend Christmas in Philadelphia with relatives, most of them Irish-American. I remember those holidays as smelling of baked ham and whiskey and ringing with the sounds of Gene Autry singing I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus and lots of laughter. But at some point during this annual visit, my dad would always pile a bunch of us into the car and drive out to Valley Forge. There, he would launch into his ritual Christmas story about General Washington's soldiers dying in the snow as they waited to row across the Delaware to surprise attack the Hessians on Christmas Eve in 1770. Well, nobody was too sure of the date. By the time my dad was through, we'd all be teary-eyed. Then the whole crowd would pile back into the car and drive home for restoratives. Hot chocolate for the kids, a couple of shots for the adults, and the laughter would resume. Is it only us Irish Americans who, driven by some genetically encoded sense of guilt, feel the need to flagellate ourselves with the Christmas tree tinsel? Maybe not, but as a people, we've certainly perfected the art of mixing melancholy with hilarity during the holidays. Case in point, Mark O'Donnell, whose delightfully comic Christmas novel, Let Nothing You Dismay, scrupulously throws in one tale of woe, woe, woe per every three of its ho, ho, ho's. The main character in Let Nothing You Dismay is Tad Leary, a leprechaunish-looking gay man living in New York. Tad has just been fired from his teaching job at an elite private school. He's about to be kicked out of his sublet, and he's still struggling to finish his folklore dissertation at a place called the Alternative School, whose motto, Tad says, might as well be, when you don't get into the school you really want to go to. The novel takes place on December 20th, a Sunday, when Tad has been invited to seven different Christmas parties. One of them is a performance art event put on by Tad's friend Norman. After the awful show, an audience member comments, "I enjoyed this more than that one Norman did, where all we saw for an hour was an empty stage while he was talking in the alley outside because it was too personal for us to hear." As snowfall blankets Manhattan, Tad trudges on to a dinner hosted by a successful old college friend, a superior kind of guy who Tad feels reads him like a book, and a book for junior readers at that. But the holiday festivity that most exquisitely combines slapstick with suffering is, of course, the family gathering Tad dutifully attends. The party is held at his brother Les's townhouse. A few months earlier, Les unwittingly lobotomized himself when he put a gun to his head because his business went bankrupt. Les's wife, hoping to put a happy face on a dreadful holiday, has done caricatures of the whole family in gingerbread cookies. Tad's elderly parents are also nestled in, his alcoholic father right beside the booze bottles, accompanied by his characteristically gloomy Irish mother, who Tad reflects, saw life as an antechamber where you wait for the X-ray results. You don't have to be Irish-American or even Christian to enjoy all this alternately merry and miserable holiday mishigas. O'Donnell strikes a silver bell of a comic note here. He's silly without being zany. And in the best tradition of Christmas tales, O'Donnell graces his novel with a happy ending. Like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who guided Santa's sleigh, Tad, our red-headed, sad-sack hero, finds that Gaydar has finally guided him to someone worth kissing under the mistletoe.
Maureen Corrigan reviewed Let Nothing You Dismay by Mark O'Donnell.